It's Monday, November 25th, 2019, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today: a shift in hacker strategy, insight into Amazon's Jedi Challenge, and what is the contract for the web? This is the Business of Tech. Iranian hackers have previously focused on attacks of standard IT networks and are recognized as some of the most disruptive of the last decade. New reports indicate they are now targeting physical control systems used at electric utilities, manufacturing, and oil refineries. A Microsoft security researcher presented findings that show the shift in activity from Iranian hacker group APT-33, as well as attacks carrying out password spraying, which have increasingly narrowed in scope and targeted around 2,000 organizations a month, with an increase of nearly tenfold in activity. The researcher indicated that while their goals and motivations are unclear, it's suspected they're looking to find the downstream customer and inflict pain leveraging these systems. So why do we care? While it's important not to read too much into the trend, it is a very clear set of examples for any business about how targeted these attacks are and how well planned they are. Many businesses simply do not understand the true coordination going on with the level of attacks. Here's more proof. This could also be interpreted as more maturation of the attacker's profiles. It's a savvy move to target these underlying systems and further evidence of the power of both a proper layered security approach and the power of a least trust approach. Every business is on defense. Details of the formal protest of the award of the Pentagon's Jedi contract by Amazon have emerged as the company cited specific comments by President Trump at a rally and journalists. Amazon directly links the president's comments to the award of the Joint Enterprise Defense Infrastructure contract to Microsoft last month. While the protest is under seal, Amazon notified the Court of Federal Claims it intends to use four videos as exhibits, of which that rally was one. Why do we care? There's two observations here. The first is the obvious politics meets technology angle here, as more evidence that everything is political in the current climate. All deals are political in some manner, as convincing someone to your selection is a political discussion. However, there's a big difference between small negotiations and what's being argued here. The second is over the award itself. Amazon was assumed to be the frontrunner in this deal, but that's overly dismissive of Microsoft and their investment. They're all in on the cloud, so to speak, and it would be presumptive to assume they were both not interested nor unable to fill this contract. This is a massive deal, and entirely within the realm of reasonable to think Microsoft did win this entirely on merit. The overarching theme? This has been true every time the story's come up. The cloud is real when you see the DoD buying it. This is a crown jewel to win, and important to track to see where it lands. Tim Berners-Lee, the inventor of the World Wide Web, has launched the Contract for the Web, which are a set of principles designed to fix the internet and prevent society from sliding into a digital dystopia. The contract, posted at contractfortheweb.org, lists 9 core principles for governments, companies, and individuals to adhere to. Backers of the contract include Microsoft, Google, Facebook, and the Electronic Frontier Foundation. Those who back the contract must demonstrate they're implementing the principles and working on solutions or be removed from the list of endorsers. For companies, the principles are to make the internet affordable and accessible to everyone, respect and protect people's privacy and personal data to build online trust, and develop technologies that support the best in humanity and challenge the worst. For citizens, be creators and collaborators on the web, build strong communities that respect civil discourse and human dignity, and fight for the web. Why do we care? Ethics has been such a conversation point both on this podcast and in general, and here we have a stake in the ground. These all appear to be solid principles, and even if you disagree, it's a good starting point for the discussion. Now, how long will some of these companies last on the list, and will the principles be enforced? If companies are actively removed from the list and we see insight into their execution, this could be a real movement. There's also opportunity here. Applying these principles to businesses who also commit to these ideas could be a very powerful and profitable offering. Today's episode was brought to you by the Killing It podcast. Episode 34 is out with a dive into the 4-day workweek study from Microsoft. thinking about work experience before becoming an entrepreneur, and should small IT providers be paying attention to smart cities? Three hosts, three topics, and one focus on making money in IT. Catch the show in your favorite podcatcher with links at mspradio.com. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. You can find us online at mspradio.com, your favorite podcatcher, and your news flash for Amazon Alexa, or find episodes on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. If you like what you hear, please share an episode and help us grow the audience. We'll see you tomorrow.